Welcome to Sisters with Voices podcast. And today we're going to be talking about TV shows. So we have each compiled a list of 1, 2, 3, 4 different shows I want to talk about. Now, I know nothing about her shows, and she actually knows, well, actually, I know about Green House Academy. I watched that one.
That's why I started watching, because
I got her onto Green House
Academy. She never talked about it, I just knew she was watching it, so I just started watching it.
I told her a little bit about it.
Yeah.
I watched Green House when the first season was out, but I didn't really like it, because I was really young. And then I watched it again last year when it had all of its seasons. Well, I'm pretty sure they're recording more seasons of it, I think. But, well, all of the seasons are out on Netflix.
It's already so confusing to follow.
Which is probably why they're going to continue it. But anyways, I know about... So, I'll be talking about Green House Academy with her. And my shows... She actually knows about some of my shows. But she only knows bits and pieces of it, and she doesn't really know which ones.
Yeah.
But I did end up picking some of the shows that I have mentioned to her. So, her shows, would you like to introduce your shows?
So, we're going to go in, mine are going in alphabetical order. So, we're going to start with Gilmore Girls, then we're going to Gossip Girl, then Green House Academy, then Friends.
I'm not sure how... A, B, C, D, E, A, F, G, A. R becomes before O in the alphabet, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yes.
So it's not exactly because Green House would come before Gossip Girl, but those are just the orders of the tabs that I did it in. So it's almost in alphabetical order. And then my shows are Demon Slayer to celebrate the new movie that came out in theaters. Can't wait to go see it. Blue Exorcist, I love that show so much, and I'm reading the books it's based off of. I know they're called manga, but I refer to them as books in front of people who don't understand what I talk about. Jujutsu Kaisen, I caught up on the books, and I actually hate myself for it because it's so sad. Actually, I might change this, but Naruto. I'm going to change it to Bungo Stray Dogs. Mafia with superpowers. Why not? So those are my shows and those are her shows, and Lyric is going to introduce Gilmore Girls, and I have all these sections pulled up for just in case if she wants to look at something.
Okay, so basically
a few episodes of Gilmore Girls with her. Isn't she in college?
Not right away. She goes into college.
How about you look at the little blurb that Wikipedia gives, your rating, your favorite character, your favorite scene, the character you hate the most, and your personal rating, and then, so we have time.
Okay, so Wikipedia says, set in Storybrooke, Connecticut town, populated by an electric... That's not electric. I don't know what that is, though. Okay, but anyway. Something mix of dreamers, artists, and everyday folk. This is a multi-generation drama about family and friendship. Centers around Lorelai Gilmore and her daughter, Rory. Lorelai owns the town bed and breakfast, the Dragonfly Inn, the best friend slash chef of Suki. Yeah, Chef Suki, and contends with weekly dinners and eccentric, well-off parents, Richard and Emily Gilmore, who always have something to say about their daughter's life. They do. After high school, Rory attends Yale University, but frequently returns to Stars Hollow to visit her mom, which is the town they live in. My favorite character would probably be Rory's soon-to-be best friend, sorta. Paris Geller, because she has a lot of opinion. She's on the debate team. I want to be on the debate team. And we mostly have some of the same goals. Like, she wants to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. So, yeah. And my favorite scene is when... that's a tough one. I think one of my favorite scenes is when Rory is with her new boyfriend, Logan, and they are jumping from a tower, and it's part of this, like, college group, I guess, that her boyfriend's dad was part of, and grandfather, I believe. And then, what's the rating?
You give your rating.
Oh, my rating is a 5 out of 5, obviously.
We're rating out of 10.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was 5, but 10 out of 10 then. Yeah.
The official rating is actually 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb and 80% with Rotten Tomatoes. Sounds like an interesting show. Okay. My first show, Demon Slayer. Woo! Demon Slayer has one official season out on Netflix and Hulu, along on Funimation, I believe. And season 2 has been confirmed. I don't know when it's coming out. And the movie, Mugen Train, you have to watch the movie to understand season 2, because that's right where when season 1 leaves off. So, Tanjiro Kamado, a boy, he lives in the mountains with his family, and one day when coming back from whatever he was doing in town, he finds his family devoured by a demon, and the only survivor besides himself is his sister Nezuko, who gets turned into a demon. And so he becomes a demon slayer to find a way to save his sister and get her turned back into a human. He goes on to fight many missions and different types of demons. Along the way, he makes friends with a boy who wears a boar head named Inosuke, and a boy named Zenitsu, who's in love with his sister. I love your facial expression when I said he's in love with his sister. Zenitsu is in love with his sister. So those three are a main trio, and they fight all these different types of demons. And then there's these group named the Hashira. They're the top demon slayers ever. Well, not ever, but like currently. And that's wrong. Okay, my rating, personally, I give it about a 9. The animation is very beautiful. I really do like the storyline. I find it really interesting. And I like all of the characters. I feel like there's a character there for everyone. My favorite character is either Inosuke or Gyu. Wait, or Nezuko or Tanjiro. Okay, Nezuko, because she's strong and she sleeps a lot, because that's how she gains energy. So I kind of want to be like that, but sadly as a human I can't. Inosuke, he's really headstrong, but he's really funny. Gyu, he's really strong, and I like the fact that he doesn't talk a lot. Tanjiro, he's a caring person. He tries protects everyone. He always listens to reason, and he always stands for his sister. Okay, my favorite character from Demon Slayer is Totoko Marichiro is my favorite Demon Slayer character. He's 14 years old, and he's a Mist Hashira. And the Hashira, the strongest Demon Slayer core members, and he's 14, and he's a member of that. His backstory, so sad, I really do love him. Book wise, I really want to change his ending, but I can't. But that's my favorite character, because he's cool.
So, and all these characters makes the show 10 times more enjoyable, because I also feel like they can be really funny, even you at times, just as facial expressions, and which is why I give the show a 9.5, in my opinion. I mean, there's definitely stuff that I could work on. Let's see. And my favorite scene, any scene with Gyu is my favorite, because he impacts like the main trio so much, because he's the reason why Tanjiro became a Demon Slayer. It kind of made Inosuke realize what he has to work up to really be the best. He's really mysterious, and so. And then he sticks up for what he thinks is right. And that was really important when... Oh, I figured out my favorite scene. When Tanjiro meets the Hashira and he gets in a fight with them. And then he gets to live. So, that's that. There's 3 different ratings. So, out of 5, Crunchyroll gave... Out of 5, it's a 4.8 on Crunchyroll. I guess it's on Crunchyroll too. My anime list, which I have to insert my Demon Slayer ranking in later, is an 8.6 out of 10. And then IMDb is 8.7 out of 10. So, yeah. Where you said your rating for it? Yeah, I gave it the official rating, like I did with Gilmore Girls. Yeah, you said your rating was 9.5. Yeah, and then I gave the official ratings. Yeah, so why do you have to add your rating? Because I'm talking about the show. I'm so confused. You gave Gossip Girl your personal rating, and then I said that I am D.
Yeah.
Official rating. Why are you confused if you did it too?
No, I'm not confused if I did it. I know I did, but you said you have to add your rating when you already said your rating.
No. I said...
That's why I was confused.
Oh, okay. So, my anime list is a website where you create an account and you can list all the anime that you watched, give it a ranking. And then add anime that you want to watch, and then it gives you, like, recommendations based off of that.
Oh, I was so confused.
Oh, I have to add my Demon Slayer ranking into my anime list. Sorry for the confusion.
Okay, so my next show is Gossip Girl. Personal favorite show. So I guess I'll just go over, like, the 2 main characters that really influenced it. So, or 4. So, Nate Archibald... I think that's how you say it. Chuck Bass. Yeah. Serena Vanderwoof. Something like that. And then Blair Waldorf. They all have very interesting last names.
Are they British?
No, they live in the UK. They just live in New York. They're rich white girls.
So they are British. United Kingdom. Where is the United Kingdom? Europe?
But Blair, Serena, best friends. Nate, Chuck, best friends. Blair, Chuck, date. Nate, Serena, date. Blair, Nate, date. Lot of that. It's really just about their time together, I would say. There's nothing... The show isn't about anything mainly... it's basically just their experience growing as a teenager in New York and completing high school and going on to college and how their world is. My favorite character, probably Jenny, Nate Humphrey's little sister. Everybody hates her, but I like her just because everybody hates her.
But also, Ta-da. She gives, like, she's, like, a very underrated character, I feel like. And she has the most real struggles, I would say. Like, the most connectable struggles. But my favorite scene, I like the very first episode. So, when Serena's brother, when he gets out of the mental hospital.
That's the first episode?
No, I don't know. It's something like that. It's in the first season. And Serena's ex-best friend, Blair, they become best friends again, thinks it was her in the mental hospital because of alcohol abuse. So she threatens to expose it because she finds out Serena slept with her boyfriend, which is the reason she hates her so much. But when her little brother stands up for her, as he should, and tells him it was her, Blair basically just, like, sucks up to her. Yeah, that's my favorite scene. And then my favorite character, my rating would probably be a 7 out of 10, only because I feel like there was some things that just didn't make sense about the show that no one really understands. And then the IMDb rating is 7.4 out of 10. The TV.com rating is 8.5 out of 10. And the Rotten Tomato is 84%. So, yeah.
Okay, on to my show. The series Blue Exorcist has its beginnings in manga form. In it, humans and demons reside in different realms. Asahai and Gehenna, respectively, that usually don't interact. But now demons are starting to enter the tangible world of the human race. It must be cold. Thankfully, there are people who can exorcise them. Rin Ukumura, a young man of strange origins and exceptional power, sets out to rid the world of evil spirits in an effort to be the ultimate exorcist and hero. Accomplishing that would mean defeating his own father, Satan. Oh, the plot twist. It's not really a plot twist. We figured that out in, like, the first episode?
That's a lot to go on in the first episode.
Yeah, it's so good. I love the first. Okay, so in Blue Exorcist, it may be one of my favorite shows, but there's only, like, three likable characters. Three and a half likable characters in it.
How do you have half a character?
Do you like them half the time? No, because, like, she likes him, but then she's also like, but my job says I really shouldn't, but I still like you. But then there's also, maybe, I'm just going to say two, because there's two people half the time. Because there's this girl, she doesn't like him, So, at first, he's enrolled into this school to learn how to actually exorcise demons. His brother, his twin brother, also the son of Satan, by the way, is the teacher, right? And so, when his classmates figure out that he's the son of Satan, everyone hates him, including his brother, acting like he's not also the son of Satan when they're twins. And Rin's actually the older twin. Exactly. That's why I hate him so much. I hate him with all of my guts, bro.
It's kind of a little weird, bro. Y'all are like the same exact person.
Exactly. They're like a carbon copy of each other, literally. But just because his body was too weak to handle the powers of Satan, he didn't get, like, the blue flames of hell.
If you want to hear the full episode, then please go check out our YouTube channel, Sisters with Voices Podcast. That is where you can watch the full episode, because unfortunately, the audio deleted half of the recording, but we did get it on video. So if you would like to hear the rest of this episode, please check out our YouTube channel. And the next clip is me talking about Jujutsu Kaisen, which is covered in the YouTube video, but I recorded this extra scene because I realized I forgot to talk about something. So if you want to hear that, then continue. If you want to pick up where we left off in this episode, then check out our YouTube channel. The link will be in the description, along with all of our other links. So check that out. Also, if you want to request an episode, you can send in an audio or fill out a form that is also in the description. So check that out.
My favorite scene in Jujutsu Kaisen has to be episode 22 when Megumi becomes unhinged. Like, when he's like, screw it, I'm going for it. And then when he does his domain expansion, he's like, this is sloppy at best, but I don't care. And then he completely wins. And then at the end, when he passes out with Sukuna's finger, like, Kugasaki and Itadori said, an idiot's move. But honestly, I love that scene so much. Like, when he became unhinged and the animation of it was so beautiful. I loved reading it in the manga too. That episode, oh, I love that episode so much. Because then, while he's doing that, we have Itadori and Kugasaki just bonding while, like, defeating curses and
killing brothers.
But anyways, right? I just love that. And Kugasaki's chair reference, like, I have a certain amount of chairs, and that represents the people in my life, and I get to choose who sits in those chairs. But you just grabbed your own chair and squeezed your way in when she was talking about Itadori. I love that reference so much. And honestly, Nobara might actually be my favorite character because she's such a strong female character. Like, in anime, you don't really... I mean, like, there's some strong female characters, but she has her femininity. She's super strong, and she sticks to her morals. And she's not... Well, like, she wants a boyfriend, but it's not like, oh my god, I'm in love with this guy, and let me change everything about myself to fit him. No, she is a queen who does whatever she wants, however she wants, and she's really strong, as you can see, when she's beating up, when she punches Itadori after doing something wrong, after he does something stupid, or says something, because then, you know, it's just like... But then she's also really goofy, like in the Gojo stroll with when she was Titan running and doing the Naruto run. I love Jujutsu Kaisen so much. It has so many other anime references. I like how they referenced Attack on Titan because the same studio, MAPPA, animates Jujutsu Kaisen, but they also animate Attack on Titan, and they had an Attack on Titan reference in there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See? Shows that, like, reference other shows.
See? See, Lyric gets it, and she doesn't even like anime. Like, she's like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's just, like, such a cool little...
I don't like animated things. I like the plots of what she watches. I just don't like animated things. I've been like that my entire life. Like, I don't watch animated Disney movies. The only animated Disney movie I really watch is...
Princess and the Frog. That's the only
Disney movie I watch. I've watched that one, and then also The Lion King, which... Yeah, that's Disney, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Moana.
Oh, yeah, Moana, too.
Yeah.
But, and Frozen, obviously.
Yeah. But, like, that... So, I would say Nobara is my favorite character. So, scratch the 7. Actually, keep 7. Just Nobara, the other 6 in second. Second. Yeah, but MAPPA and Jujutsu Kaisen, they
Jujutsu Kaisen, the manga people, and the anime people, they have their stuff together. Can we also, well, actually, we can also talk about how they spent their entire budget on making Gojo looking like a god when he's already perfect. Literally perfect at everything. He's, in the books, he's literally perfect at everything. He can sing, he can draw, he can dance, he can cook, and I hate it. And he's also really strong, and, like, no one can beat him. And it makes me mad. But I love his character so much. He's also really funny. It's the fact that he's perfect at everything, it can't be bees. The reason why he has the same personality as a 16-year-old self. But anyways, that's just a little extra thing, because I forgot to say it in our first recording.